We would be honored if you would join us.
Oh, Jabba.
Hnífur.
No, I'd be like, take on the whole empire myself.
Þessi hnífur á að vera þungur.
On target.
We're too close.
Stay on target.
You may fire when ready.
Sir, the possibility of successfully navigating an asteroid field is approximately 1,720 to 1.
Never tell me the odds.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello there.
And welcome to Thule Squadron Radio.
Welcome, everybody.
I'm your host and... Gísli, yeah. I'm your host, Gísli.
Congratulations.
Yes.
And I am Egill.
Yeah, he's the other host.
Yeah.
Or he might be a parasite, though. Instead.
Parasitic version of a host, sure.
whatever.
That makes no sense.
No,
to
I
be
know.
A host and a parasite no. in the same instance.
No, no. I was saying I am the host. You might be the parasite.
Okay.
No.
Fine.
So, people, 2.0. Oh no! Should we start saying goodbye to 1.0? Because we have to talk a little bit about 1.0, because after we talk about 1.0, we're just gonna call 2.0 X-Wing, right?
That's right.
Yeah. I don't wanna talk about second edition or 2.0 or whatever. It's just X-Wing.
Yep.
So,
Ed. Yeah.
1.0. Some highlights. Do you have any highlights from your time playing the game?
So many.
Yeah.
I mean, not exactly in the form of victories or something like that. I just
no.
lists and ships. I've enjoyed playing.
Yeah. You wanna tell listeners about
sure.
something?
Yeah,
I know it's a little bit up in the air.
Yeah.
You, yeah. Okay.
Okay. I'll go.
You'll go first. I need more time.
Sure. Just think about it. My first love in the X-Wing game was the B-Wings, of which I flew a lot of in the beginning.
Yeah, I remember that, and. I gotta say, that was my first love as well.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
No.
No. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Continue.
Straight up B-Wings, just with advanced sensors. Four of them, and, you know, that was a fun list. Then I had a... love affair with A-Wings, which lasted, a few years.
Yeah, about 5 years.
yeah. On and off, and then on again, and off again.
Yeah, but do you think that's gone now?
No. First list I built had A-Wings in it, so I'm there.
Yep.
And... And then I graduated to Miranda with A-Wings,
and that was before Miranda was cool.
Oh yeah, way before. I was a hipster K-Wing flyer.
Yeah.
And I went. It took it to 2015. Worlds where Miranda had three backup A-Wings with crack shots and calculations.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun.
Yeah, that's when we had a top 16 guy from Iceland.
Yeah,
yep.
And Kauri made the cut.
Yep.
That was awesome.
Yep.
He was like, top four after the Swiss.
Oh, I think it was third.
Third
after the Swiss. Yeah. Yeah. Continue.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then I had a falling out with my A-wings, and you know, Green Dye didn't agree with me at all for like for like 3 or 4 tournaments in a row where I didn't roll evades. we've all been there.
Yeah. Know? Yeah.
And then I went on to play my light Miranda and a Rey. Yeah. Fully kitted Rey with sloop title and Kanan and Fenn. And, you know, 62 points of pure hammer.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually took that to 20, the last two worlds, really.
Okay. Sweet, 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 sweet.
Yeah. And I'm really having a hard time with not being able to put Rey on the table yet.
No. Yeah, I know. I know that. Well, wave 2, second edition, wave 2. Right? Right?
Right.
Right. Yeah. Wow. Those are your ups, right? But yeah. Do you have any downs?
Yeah. My downs in X-Wing would be the realization at the time where I was flying generics like being X-Wing Zs and A-Wings, realizing that they had no chance against super aces of the Imperial faction.
Mm-hmm.
Like trying to kill Sumtir.
Yeah.
At that time I was really frustrated. Where I could throw like 20 dice at the Ernace and nothing happened.
No. Yeah. Yeah. That's true. And they stayed like that for quite a while, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's really my only down, I think.
Yeah.
I actually enjoyed the Torpod meta.
Mm-hmm.
Whisper didn't bother me.
Mm-hmm. you're lying there.
It didn't bother me, actually, like Sumtri did.
No, okay. You could actually kill Whisper if you had the chance to shoot at her, but Sumtri, it wasn't a chance.
Yeah, yeah. I just had to fly really well, mm-hmm. and try to get some, you know, close off all the options, and then try to get lucky. Mm-hmm. But with Suntir, you could do all that and still not hit Dink.
No, exactly. Yeah, well, I had some ups and downs as well.
Yeah, do tell.
Do tell, yes. Thank you.
What's your first love?
Like I told earlier, my first love was the B-Wing.
Yeah, it doesn't really gain traction. Sorry, you're not a Rebel player.
No, I know, but I loved the B-Wings. I really did. That was mainly because of the movies. I thought the B-Wings looked really, really nice. So I started playing B-Wings. And I think I was kind of lying to myself that I liked them.
you because didn't acknowledge the Sith side of you.
No, but then I tried out, you know, Interceptors.
Right.
And if we're gonna talk about my first real love, I was flying Suntir. That was before Auto Thrusters and Royal Guard shenanigans and Palpatine, because that was like wave 3, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It was Interceptors with Soontir and Karner, Jax, which I loved, and a Fire Spray.
Oh yeah, Crassus Trellix.
Yes, Crassus Trellix. And I flew Crassus so much. I flew Crassus in my first tournament.
Yeah.
I was flying Crassus and Mini Hull Swarm.
Yeah.
Yep.
I remember that list.
Yep. The Crassus only had a heavy laser cannon. Didn't need anything else.
Nope.
The Hull Swarm Hull had Swarm Tactics, just to put one in PS8. And that was right. All. Simple but effective at the time. And, you know, at the time, throwing four attack dice at range 3, it wasn't that common. And
no.
Also getting a single reroll, or even two rerolls, with if you had the hull by your side, and the focus action, it was painful for the opponent.
Yeah, yeah. But... very many lists did feature the heavy laser cannon for dice because it was so powerful.
Yeah, and that was mostly B-wings, right, at the time.
Yeah.
Okay, using heavy laser cannon.
I mean, B-wings. Yeah, fire sprays and B-wings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I loved that list, and actually I still do.
Yeah.
And yeah,
is that one of the lists you're gonna frame, or
no, that's not one of the lists I'm gonna frame.
All right,
but the second love, which is probably the love of my X-wing life, is when right. Wave 4 came out and I tried out the Phantom.
That's right,
Whisper.
And I still remember my mind being blown when Siki. Posted a screenshot of all the possible ways Echo could be after one round of moving.
Yeah,
and we were like,
impossible what? To impossible to predict.
Yeah,
that was, I mean, pre-nerf Phantoms. They cloaked when everyone else had almost everyone else had moved. It was just, it was ridiculous.
Decloaked, yeah.
Yeah, and I actually flew one tournament. I think it was a kit tournament or something, where I flew just the list, you know?
Yeah.
It was 86 points, two Phantoms, Whisper and Echo.
Yeah.
Both with VI, Fire Control, Gunner, and Advanced Cloaking Device. It was just, yeah.
Yeah, that was... It was such a statement, that list.
Yeah.
I don't need the rest of your points. I just need my Phantoms.
Yeah, I could have put a TIE fighter there, but then I was just giving away 12 points.
Yeah.
So whatever. No, just skip it.
It's fine.
Yeah. And, well, at that time, you could say the first real broken meta was... the Fat Hand meta. But that Fat Hand meta synergizes a little bit with the Whisper meta. Right. You had that Rock, Paper, Scissors at the time.
Yeah. Mm. Han killed the Aces, and...
Yeah, and...
the Aces killed the Swarm, and Swarm killed the...
Fat Hand, yeah.
No,
it was kind of like that. Yeah, well, yeah. Whisper, he... She stayed with me basically almost the whole time after that. I switched to Vader the last 1.5 years, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I didn't switch. I tried to Whisper with Vader as well.
Yes.
But I realized that Vader was a better choice at the time. But, yeah. List loves.
And then you had a crush on the Pure Sabacc, right?
Oh yeah, that's right. I started flying Vader Quick Draw and Pure Sabacc last year, after store championship, I think. I flew Vader at the store championship, which I won. Okay. And after that, I started flying Vader, Quick Draw, and Pure Sabacc, just testing it out. Just a little bit, trying out different things.
And you ended up trying that list for a year and a half.
Yeah, something about that. No, not a year and a half. I flew it maybe constantly 2 months before we went to System Open in Copenhagen.
Yeah.
And then I flew it all until Worlds this right. year. Mm-hmm. And I went with it to Worlds. Yeah, but my yeah. But those are my ops list. I actually love this list because it's very aggressive. It had harpoons. It had such a maneuverability. It had Pure Sabacc, which is kind of my latest love of the game. Yeah. And you know what? In 2.0, I have made a list with Vader, Pure Sabacc.
I think I know where this is going. Okay.
And Whisper.
Really?
Yes, they all fit together, snug like a puck.
Yeah, and well, Whisper now fills a different role.
Oh yeah, she does. She does. She's not the huge heavy hitter like she was, but still, she has Krennic, so she gets a target lock. She has fire control, which means she's able to reroll one die, and she has mm-hmm. Duke.
Yeah.
So she is kind of a hard hitter.
Sure.
But then again,
in new X-Wing terms, she's a very hard hitter.
Yeah, and paired up with Vader, which is a monster, and Pure Sabacc, which is throwing 4 dice at you. Okay, maybe not fully modified, but at least with a focus.
Yeah.
And maybe a shield upgrade? I don't know. It depends whether I'll put it on Vader or Pure Sabacc, because Krennic doesn't work on himself anymore. With that, you can't put the optimized prototype on the same ship as Krennic is on anymore.
All right.
Yeah. Well, my downs. Probably my biggest down is. I gotta say it. Those 3 tournaments I have gone outside of Iceland.
Yeah. Okay.
System Open in Copenhagen, I was 1 game away making the cut.
Yeah.
1 game. And in the Coruscant, in the hyperspace, I was 1 game away to getting to Coruscant.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. That was I was hoping to do better at that time. I was flying really, really well, but
yeah.
I flew against 3 ghosts. Yeah, and the Worlds, first Worlds I went to. Sorry, I should have made day 2, but didn't because of my error of not looking at the score sheet well enough.
Yeah.
And Worlds this year, I screwed up a game, unlucky with another game, and got beat by a 3rd game. I didn't deserve to go to day 2 there, I think. I didn't play that well. But that was fun. So
yeah,
that was fun.
So the results were a downer, but
yeah.
Obviously going to the tournaments and
it's experience. It's the best thing ever.
Yeah,
it was the most fun tournament I have gone to. That was this year's world.
It was awesome.
It was awesome. Anyway, should we say goodbye to 1.0 in a little way?
Long kiss goodbye.
Long kiss goodbye.
I had a thought.
Yeah, okay.
Your volume's actually a little bit lower now.
Okay.
Did you move the mic?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Anyway, I had a thought the other day.
Okay.
Where in a alternate universe, mm-hmm. 1 year from now, people will be talking about 2.0 and when it bombed, and everybody's playing 1.0 again. But it's in an alternate universe. Of course, it's gonna, you know, it's gonna fly.
It's
fine.
It's fine. Well, I'm not throwing any of my 1.0 stuff away.
No, I'm gonna keep my insurance.
Yep, I put mine in an official FFG box.
Yeah, that's
snug like a pug there, in my garage. It's gonna stay there for a few years at least.
Makes all the difference.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I am actually gonna make frame 3 lists.
All right.
Yep.
Well, the list.
Nope. I'm gonna frame my first worlds list with Whisper.
Whisper and two defenders.
Two defenders. Yeah. It was Gunner, Whisper, and two defenders. I loved that list. It was so much fun to fly.
Yeah.
Wasn't really good in the meta at that time. Mm-mm. But it was fun to fly.
Yep.
And then I'm gonna frame this year's Worlds and System Open list because I love that list, and that's probably a list I have flown the most.
Yeah, it's a good list to, you know, quit X-Wing at.
Yeah, I think
1.0.
It's overpowered, but not really, because.
No.
It's fragile, and there are so much other stuff that's more overpowered. that's a funny thing. but my last game, I flew against it. That was my last 1.0 game. I flew against it. A buddy of mine came just to try out X-Wing. We didn't have the 2.0 stuff and whatever, just play 1.0. I gave him that list and I flew a list, just a fun list against it, and I almost lost.
Oh my god.
Yeah. it didn't take much. So, yeah. And the third list I'm going to frame, it's my store championship win list. It's going to be framed next to the plaque.
Okay, what's the store champ list?
It was Vader and Rack. It was Racklow, Vader.
Racklow, Vader.
Yeah.
Oh, that's such a stupid list.
Yeah, it is. It was a good meta call at the time. At store
championship. Yeah. It was a very good list.
So
stupid to fly against it.
It was a last minute change though at the time, because I was gonna fly a Pumpmaster Manero and Fenn and Therok.
Ah, that's right.
Yeah, I've practiced with that, but last minute change, and I thought, well, I'm gonna meet a lot of 2-ship builds, maybe some 3, but yeah. I flew almost entirely against 2-ship builds, except for the final game where I flew against Fair Ship Rebels.
Yeah.
And if it had been a 75-minute game, I would have lost big.
That's right.
I would have lost really, really big. But it was a 2-hour game, so I could take the time to chop off. So, but it still came up to the last round there.
Yeah. My last lists that I flew were 5 X-Wings.
Yeah.
That was so much fun.
Yeah. But still, you can fly 4 X-Wings in second edition.
Yeah, but you don't have the flight assist astromech.
No, you don't. You don't.
So it's not really the same list.
No, but you can't. But you can't boost, right? With the title, they have servo motor as foils, and the integrated title something.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. But I actually have a little song to finish out.
Am I gonna like this?
I don't know. You're not gonna hear it because I'm not gonna put it in afterwards.
So I'll just make pretend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna push play now.
All right, man. I'm so stoked.
Time has come. Execute Order 66.
Dobby a sock.
What? I didn't...
Master has presented Dobby with clothes. Dobby is free.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Give you up. Never gonna let you down.
One chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
How did you like it?
Wow.
Wow.
Gisli, that blew my mind.
Really?
Yes, oh. That was awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
Alright.
Okay. Enough about 1.0. We're not going to talk about it anymore, yes. I think. So, on to X-Wing. Right.
Yeah, from now on, X-Wing is the new 2.0.
Yep, X-Wing. There's nothing that's called 2.0 or second edition. So,
yeah.
Wow. Congratulations, everyone.
Yeah, the 13th came.
Ding dong, the witch is gone, the witch is gone. Right?
Sure.
Sure.
If you like.
Oh,
everybody
yeah.
got stuff here in Iceland.
Yeah.
Got more than enough.
Yeah. That's an understatement, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I at least got one of each conversion kit and the core set and the Falcon.
Same.
I'm probably going to need a second Imperial core set.
Right.
But that's only because I want to fly four Phantoms. Did you hear that, or?
I'm choosing to ignore it. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, sorry. No. But, yeah. How do you feel about it? You have flown a few games now. What
nope.
did you... You haven't? You no. haven't tried it out?
No, my work was hell that week.
But you...
And I showed up and just started opening the pack while everybody was playing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what I did, I made a list. I did a eeny, meeny, miny, moe on which pack I should open up. Yeah. Because I had no idea what to fly. And I ended with Scum, which I'm really, really happy about.
Yeah.
And I made a list in Scum. It was Boba with Fearless, the Marauder title, and the Rigged Cargo.
Yeah.
And it was Fen with Lone Wolf, and it was just a regular tugboat with what was the iron bomb thingy? Connornet, yeah, with Connornet.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
The Connornet is only just to have something behind his back, just to clear his back. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm 2-0 now. Tabled my first game. Well, got Fen half point on Fen. Game number two, and both of them were against Supernatural Vader.
Ah.
And the VIP in both of those games, well, it's probably the tugboat. Not because he does any damage, he just makes your opponent fly a certain way.
Yeah, yeah. You have to avoid the tractor beam.
Exactly, exactly. But obviously, Boba was doing most of the damage. The damage output on that pilot is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. You have all those rerolls. You have Fearless in range one in primary, and then you just shoot ahead of them and shoot them with your back, and because you have the Marauder title, you have a reroll there instead.
Yeah.
As well. So it's silly.
Yeah. The fire spray looks really nice.
Yeah, and that and that medium base and the boost combination, it's just it's really, really, I really like it.
Yeah, and also the combos in the Scum faction are very interesting. I think they are the most interesting combos you can put together in X-Wing at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Although I think the strongest ship is the Defender.
Yeah, the strongest single ship, yeah, probably.
That is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
I it blows my mind how much they buffed it.
The Defender? Yeah, but it's really, really expensive.
Sure. Okay. But yeah. Oh yeah, I get it. I mean, it's just a really, really tough ship.
Yeah, it is. And I think all the named ones are really tough. You know, not it's not only, you know, Riot and what was the other ones? You know.
That's actually the one I think is stronger. The TIE Defender, the Rexler Wrath.
Yeah, Rexler. What did he do?
After you perform an attack that hits, if you are evading, expose one of the defender's damage cards.
Oh, yeah. It's for the crits, right?
Yeah. And then you paired with Duke.
Yep. But Vessery has the same ability, right? Still.
Vessery?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You get a lock if somebody else has a lock.
Yeah. All three named ones have a really, really good ability.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yes.
And Countess Riot is initiative 4 now, so she has a higher initiative than she had in 1.0.
Yeah.
Which is
up to 4 from 2.5.
Yeah. Well, I still think the single best pilot in the game right now is Vader with supernatural reflex and fire control. The maneuverability of the ship is just silly. it's just really, really silly. I mean, you can't boost if you want to take damage, but it's better to take a single damage than to get shot at, you know?
Yeah, sure.
If you are able to get a shot on the defender instead, so why not?
Why not?
Yep. So, wow, I really like it. So you haven't tried any list out, but
no, I've just been, you know, I mean, actually, the Thursday night, on the 13th, when it dropped. Before I want to reference something first. Our biggest tournament here in Iceland ever.
Yeah.
Was the last regional, right?
With
25.
Yeah.
Our game night on the 13th were 22 players.
Yeah, plus you.
Plus me.
Yeah. I know.
And that was
and we
phenomenal.
And we had a few old ones which we haven't seen.
Returning players.
Returning
that
players, yeah.
Bought in.
Yeah. And they are really, really excited about the game, so
yeah. Which was awesome.
Which I was mean, awesome, yeah. Yeah. Which means
there were players there that you know that stopped coming and you missed and you know. So that was such a positive.
Yeah.
And I just spent the whole evening you know going the rounds and looking at people were doing different things on the tables, and it was fun.
You could see a lot more ships on the table now. I mean,
you
hardly saw a two ship built. I saw one of them. It was two ship built. Only single two ship built. That was a Decimator Defender.
And Defender, yeah.
Yeah. But I was flying three ships with one of them is almost 100 points we saw all the way up to seven ships, I think. That was a scum swarm.
Gets me all giddy.
And what do you think about the factions now? What do you think that is the strongest faction right now?
Right now,
yeah.
Just the bit is between Imperial and Scum.
Yeah, if you think about just Wave One.
Oh, Wave One.
Yeah.
Oh, caught me off guard there.
Yeah.
Wave One. Need a name? What do you mean you need a name? I just need to do stuff. Come on, come on, come on. Looking at the squad builder, the Wave One.
Rebel has X-wing, the U-wing, and what was the third ship? Wave One.
A.
No.
Oh.
No. Not A-wing. Oh yeah, and a Y-wing.
Y-wing.
Yep. So X-wing, Y-wing, and the U-wing. Imperials have the TIE Fighter, TIE Advanced, and the TIE Reaper. And Scum has Fire Spray, the Fang Fighter. Lando's Falcon and the shuttle, the escape craft.
I mean, second edition, Scum Villainy, next. Yeah, Fire Spray, Lando Falcon, Escape Craft, and Fang Fighter.
Yep.
All right.
So, strongest faction.
That is by far the Scum?
You think so?
Yeah, I haven't really gauged how powerful Vader is.
No.
I mean,
I've seen Vader in action just on YouTube, you know.
Yeah.
I've seen how he's flown, and I've flown twice against him, and I did try him out before 2.0 came out, just on the table.
Yeah.
And yeah, Vader is silly good with supernatural reflexes, and yeah, I would say Imperials have the strongest faction in wave one. Only because of Vader and because of the TIE Swarm, Howlrunner, and Iron Versio, Howl Swarm.
Oh yeah, right. The Howl Swarm is a thing again. I forgot.
Yeah, and it's
the TIE Fighters are such a non-entity.
Yeah, and it's better because now Howlrunner works on herself, and she has Iron Versio besides for backup. So you kind of have two Howlrunners in your squad.
Yeah, so basically they gave Howlrunner boosted her ability and then gave her bigs.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, Iron Versio, she works on herself as well.
Of course she does.
So you can't use the bigs effect and just whatever shoot her. Then she just I'm not gonna take damage this round, or this shot. Whatever. Now you can start to shoot me.
It seems like they've done this mistake before, but
but
I don't know.
Yeah, but still, that's only once per game.
Right.
It's not every shot you have to take is on a single ship.
Yeah, but this is
which was nerfed in wave 12 or something. Finally.
Yeah. but this is I'm not gonna. This is X-Wing today, not X-Wing 1.0.
Yeah, I know.
It feels like it's, you know, gonna be broken.
It might
and
be.
Abused.
I think Iron Versio's ability is that strong that I think we might see a point increase next time for, I don't know, maybe 6 points or something. But I haven't flown against it, so it's just on the top of my mind. I'm just using my head to calculate a little bit.
Sure.
Odds and stuff like that. So
Just the ability to null an attack.
Yeah. It's really, really good.
All right. We'll see.
Yep.
Time will tell.
And I gotta say, I feel like at least for wave one and even the extended version for now, that Rebels got a little bit the short end of the stick.
Oh, absolutely. The X-Wing might be fun, you know, going the Force way or something like that.
And obviously Luke is amazing.
Sure.
It's amazing, but what do you field with Luke?
Yeah.
What do you fly? There's nothing really that really amazes me about Rebels right now.
I'm the same way.
Not that I've ever been really a Rebel player, except in the start. Yeah. But still, for this game, I am trying out different things, and for now, I think the most fun faction is Scum, definitely. They have. Oh yeah, both as a wave one, and just as extended game, what we have right now, and Scum has so many good pilots, maybe great. I mean, they have Boba, they have Fenn. Okay, I've heard people say Fenn isn't that great anymore, but wow, I disagree there. Just being able to throw 5 dice at people, which I have done. What? What happened?
Did you mute me?
No, I didn't. How am I supposed to mute you? What? Hello, do you hear me? Hey, it. Hello. It. Hello, hello. Hello. Nee. Hvernig þá? Yes, yes, okay. Yes, yes. Okay, scum.
So, scum. What the hell were you talking about?
I was talking about scum. About what? How... I think they have the most interesting and fun builds. Yes. And just pilots.
I was agreeing with you.
Yeah, you were agreeing with me.
Okay.
I mean, they have Boba, which is really, really good. And they have Fenn, which I say is really, really good, even though I know many people disagree. And I don't know why, because you are able to roll 5 dice at people. And it is possible to have them both target locked and focused, even though most of the time you just have focus. But still,
it's still 5 dice.
Yeah, and with focus, you're hitting 4. Something about that. Yeah,
yeah, you're converting to 4.
About that. Yeah, and obviously they have Guri, which I think is freaking amazing.
Yeah, but that's not first.
No. I'm talking about extended as well.
All right.
They have the tugboats, which are just they're bullies.
They're gonna be insane.
They are. They are. They don't do any damage.
No.
Not really.
That's
but
fine.
If you have some cannons in your list, you're just using the tugboat to make them fly to the spots you want them to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
obviously, and they also have hawks. And...
Yeah.
2.0 scum hawks, or just hawks in general, with the multi-crow title, they look freaking amazing.
Yeah, that's something that I'll be trying.
Yep. And I will be too. Wow. Which brings me to this. With Scum faction so brilliant. I hate the way they did Coruscant. I hate it even more now than I did before I tried Boba out.
Yep.
Really? They are banning people to fly Boba pilot at Coruscant.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's... people voted
for no.
Boba crew.
People on Twitter voted.
People on Twitter voted for the Boba crew to be a must in the Coruscant list if you were flying Scum.
Yeah.
So, that excludes Boba the pilot.
Yeah.
Which is probably the most interesting and fun thing you can put on the table in X-Wing. New action.
I did not vote for Boba there. I voted for Fearless.
That would have been fine.
Yeah. It is. Just slap Fearless on Boba and he becomes a monster. Yeah, I feel sorry for the scum players out there going to Coruscant. But how do you think Coruscant is going to be? There are a lot of players going to be at Coruscant that got to Coruscant flying some absurdly overpowered lists with double tapping TLTs with fully modded shots and taking away all your modifications. Kind of an easy list. I gotta say.
I mean, In any case, the winner is going to be the best player.
Yeah, it is.
But it is. I think it'll be interesting if we'll get a catch a stream and be able to watch some just Swiss games.
Yeah.
To see how everybody's like fucking up and not sure how the rules work.
I feel sorry for the judges. That's going to be there.
Yeah. Well, timing chart.
Yeah.
Wait, does that happen before or after? Which trigger? What?
Yeah.
Whose initiative?
Those banned actions thingy.
Yeah.
You know, like with Jake Farrell.
Yeah.
He's giving away actions and getting actions himself. And he does it again, and he banks some actions because he was doing the free action, which isn't called a free action anymore, and so on and so on. You would have to have a pen and paper with you just to write it down as you do it.
Tell us more about banked actions. I mean, what's banked action?
Because actions go and what you do go in sort of a row in a line, and then sometimes you have to break the line because your something else happens, and you have to, you know, do that first before you go into the thing you were doing.
Yeah.
It's just it's not good for my brain to figure these things out.
I'm gonna fly Jake then.
Yeah, you do that because then I'm gonna learn it. I need someone else to teach me those things.
No problem. Probably my favorite pilot of 1.0, so I'll be flying Jake for you.
Yep. Thank you. You're gonna do some silly shenanigans with him.
Love it.
Because he can't boost and barrel, and he gets a focus, and he's allowed.
He can barrel, then boost.
Yeah, no, no, because it's Jake. Jake, you gotta check his ability out.
I did. Wait, am I missing something?
Yeah, I think so.
Probably.
Rebel Alliance, I'm gonna
clone it.
I'm gonna.
So, leave extended Rebel Alliance. There you go. And it's not an A-Wing anymore. It's a RZ-1 A-Wing.
Yeah.
There you go.
And okay.
Jake Farrell.
After you perform a barrel or a boost action, you may choose a friendly ship at range 0 to 1. Attention, it can't be himself. Yeah. That ship may perform a boost action.
No, a focus action.
But then you have the vector thrusters, which says after you perform an action, you may perform a red boost action.
Right.
Yeah. Which means you are actioning all day.
Yeah, but you can't. The vector thrusters.
Yeah.
Are boost only.
Yeah, I know.
So if you want to boost and barrel, you have to do the barrel to get the boost off of that.
Mm-hmm.
Which means you can't boost then barrel.
Let me see. No, you. I don't know. Okay, sorry. Okay, yeah. Let me see.
The interceptors, however.
Yeah, I know they can do it. But I thought Jake could do it.
No.
Okay, whatever. But let's put with Jake. Let's say you have a ship with coordinate action. Right?
All right.
You coordinate. Let me see.
Just
something? Yeah, you can do shits with it.
Sure. coordinate a boost,
yeah,
and then the coordinating ship gets the focus.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And then you coordinate a barrel, and then the other coordinating ship gets also a focus.
Yeah, something.
So the coordinating ships will be ping-ponging the Jake Farrell between them, and everybody gets focus.
Yep. Exactly. What?
Sure, that's fine.
Sure, that's fine. Yeah, but yeah, he has a lot of shenanigans in him. And with those two attack dice, he is able to do some damage in 2.0. I'm still saying it. In X-Wing, sorry. In X-Wing.
In X-Wing, yeah. In now currency X-Wing. Yeah. But this Jake Farrell will never be as fun as Push the Limit, Intensity Jake with a, missile attached.
Yeah, and you knew when you saw that Jake on the table, you were flying against 70 points of a list, because it didn't even matter what I was flying. I wasn't really trying to catch him.
Sure.
At that time. Yeah, so... what do you think? What do you think about the game? Have you gone through all of your content?
No.
Those cards?
No. I haven't. I've actually opened the core set.
Yeah.
The Rebel set and the Scum Falcon.
Okay.
And
the Scum Falcon looks so good.
Yeah.
It's so good. And I love the escape craft in the front of it.
Yeah, it's stupid and fun. Yeah. And looks it's such an idiotic thing to see on the table, but I love it. And I'm pretty stoked.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where to start.
Mm-hmm.
I know where to start. I'm mm-hmm. probably gonna field something like who was it?
Jake.
Shush you. new squad? No, old squad. What do you call it? Yeah, a B-wing. And the one that got Keen Farlander, what is that, Tandem?
I don't think Keen Farlander exists anymore.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, it's not, Tandem.
He's not canon anymore.
Yeah.
Which and means Coroner Jaxta won't exist anymore as well. Which is sad.
Sad face.
Yeah.
In any case, I'm going to be flying a B-Wing, mm-hmm. Tandem, and with something like, I don't know, outmaneuver and fire mm-hmm. control, maybe put a small cannon for shenanigan things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm probably going to have A-Wing fillers, although the arc actually looks interesting.
Yeah. I'm actually... I thought it was strange that they did make the Ark a rebel ship for now.
Okay.
Because it's a Clone Wars ship, and they have announced the Clone Wars era.
Yeah.
In X-Wing, so.
Yeah. More factions for everybody.
Yeah, but then again, the Headhunter was also a Clone Wars ship. So.
Sure. Yeah.
Anyways, continue.
There is something there. I haven't gone through all the options or the combos that you can put on an ARC 160 with you've got a crew slot, you've got an astromech slot, and you've got a gunner slot, and with the option for EBTs.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something there.
Yep, definitely.
And I'm gonna explore it.
Most definitely.
And then, of course, I'm gonna try the Luke in an X-Wing, a T-65,
mm-hmm.
and see how he does against this, against his dad.
Supernatural reflexes, Luke with R2-D2. So yeah. You can't.
That's gonna be a thing.
Yeah, you can spend. you can spend shields to do the supernatural reflex if you like, if you have to. But then again, you can just regen it next round.
I mean, yeah, but there are finite resources now. The regen. So
yeah,
it's gonna be interesting
with a good reason. That's a good reason for that. It was probably the most cancerous stuff in first edition. That was the rebel regen, the whole time.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was.
Throughout the game.
Yeah, definitely.
On average, okay.
Yeah, okay, that and maybe Soon Tier.
Yeah, the three greens of Soon Tier. Yeah, I think that's actually more cancerous than the fucking regen. I don't know.
Yeah, well, yeah. I've gone through all of the blister, all of the cardboard. I've punched it all out.
Jesus, yeah, that's a lot of punching.
Put every dial together and organized basically everything. And I've almost finished. I know people are gonna call me crazy for this because I've almost finished putting all of the cards in plastic, you know.
Right. Okay.
In sleeves. I was gonna just sleeve the things I was gonna use first. Uh-huh. Just whatever I'm gonna use, I'm gonna sleeve it at that time. But then I found like 500 sleeves, and I thought to myself, well, whatever, I'm just gonna watch The Last Jedi and sleeve some cards.
Where did you get 500 sleeves just all of a sudden?
No, it wasn't all of a sudden. I bought some sleeves and then I didn't find them. And whatever, bought some sleeves. And then I was gonna sleeve something in 1.0 and I thought to myself, maybe I should buy sleeves. I don't think I have any. And in all those organizing, by the way, all of the stuff takes a lot less space right now than the other thing did.
All right.
I found 5 unopened packs of ultra sleeves, those thin ones. I like those thin ones. I don't like the FFG ones. Too thick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I use the ultra as well.
I'm probably going to use the FFG for the damage deck, though. The big ones we're getting.
Yeah.
Which we haven't gotten yet, but we're supposed to get it this week. Or... last week, whenever this episode
is. Whenever there's airs.
Airs, yeah. So, yeah.
That's going to be cool.
Yeah.
Our first swag.
Swag. 2.0 swag.
No, sorry. My second swag, at least.
What was the first one?
From Worlds. Fun.
Mm. Yeah, of course.
The hard plastic thing.
But talking about swag.
Swag.
Obviously, we have a Patreon account.
Yes.
Yes.
And the internet dollars are rolling in.
Yeah.
One by one.
One by one.
So that's $2.
First swag we are giving away is a 2.0 alt art of Cloaked Whisper. Yes. New templates, new template for the cards because it's 2.0 or just X-Wing. And for the higher tiers, you know, those that get acrylics as well, we are giving away target locks. The old school Thule Squadron Iceland target locks, which people have been asking us about.
Yeah.
This is the first thing we are going to give out. And we are giving that out Yes.
Sometime in the near future?
No, yes. first week of October, we are sending them out. We will be giving away every other month.
Right. And I will be on hand licking envelopes just for you viewers or listeners out there.
Yeah, you're gonna get a little bit of ale spit.
Yes. With your I'm gonna give you a little extra something.
It depends on how good you are, how much you get, right?
Yes. I will weigh in that shit for the amount of dollars you send us.
Okay. And we actually have I am making stuff for more the months after that. So
sure.
And
we have plans
and the plans looks really really nice.
Oh yeah.
Yep. It does. It does.
No spoilers.
No spoilers. We're just gonna announce it when it comes. I'm not gonna post photos of the cars until they arrive. They haven't arrived to us yet. And I'm just gonna post a photo. I don't like those rendered photos of it. Doesn't do it justice.
Right.
Right. So.
Yep.
We are an hour
what
in.
What do you?
What?
Yeah.
No, sorry.
You didn't. Did you?
Did I what?
You know. What do you think about where we're headed?
Oh I mean, I love
what's
it.
What's your feeling?
I really, really love it.
Yeah.
Okay, for now. There aren't really that many upgrade cards.
No.
But I saw with the conversion kits, you got a lot of the same upgrade cards. I think I have,
sure.
What was it, 9 crack shots, for example?
Yeah.
I think it was like 3 in every pack.
something
like that.
It's fine.
Most of the packs had kind of the same upgrades in it.
Yeah.
Unless they were faction specific, so
sure.
So we don't have that many upgrade cards, which actually I like seeing more ships on the table.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, and I like that you can put, let's say, just Fendrau or Soontir Fell, and you don't have to put anything on it. It's just viable by itself.
And to be fair, I mean, there were a lot of, null cards that you had to put always on the table. You know, you had to put that title and the server foils.
Yeah.
And, you know, that upgrade to give the ship that ability, which is really integrated now.
Yeah.
Into it is. So there are, there's no engine upgrade. And
no.
So it's different. With the upgrade cards.
Yes.
But there are a lot less.
A lot less. And I feel like they aren't, many of them aren't really that good, you know? But then again, it is a new game, and we probably haven't just figured everything out.
Our perception of good is still lingering in the 1.0, I think.
Yeah, I mean, so let's take, the EPT. What's the EPT called now? It was a talent slot, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, Predator, Bullseye, okay on some things, but it is hard to get stuff in Bullseye that you're trying to shoot at.
Sure.
Duke is obviously still amazing if you especially on like a Defender or a Phantom or other ship that gets the evade by itself. Lone Wolf is only once per round now, but still amazing. Okay.
Sure, you have Mark Machet Predator. You have Selfless.
Yeah.
You know, for those defensive type players.
Yeah, you do.
Trick shot. Composure. Yeah. I think Composure is going to be a thing.
It might be. Daredevil on a Arc Dodger or an Opportunist. Something.
Yeah, I'm gonna try Opportunist on Tenem.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of things to figure out.
Sure.
And even the force talents, sense is really good, okay, but everything kind of gets in the shadow of supernatural reflex right now, which I actually think is a little bit under-costed for 12
points.
Yeah, I actually do.
Yeah.
It is really good. It's really,
oh, sure.
really good. And but hey, it's those are the first numbers. If it is that really, really good, it's just gonna up the cost, and that's what I like. I love the floating point costs.
Sure. That's gonna be interesting.
Yeah. Yep, yep. And yeah, I have a really, really good feeling about this game. They're actually first when they announced it, and they were, I was seeing the rules and stuff like that. There were a few things that annoyed me, and
sure.
and the barrel roll thing still annoys me. Not that,
yeah.
Not that it's like this this strict. I like that, but they didn't have to do the middle line, you know.
No, no.
You could have just, they could have just said, "Hey, you need to use the ends." But I
understand. Either completely forward or completely backwards.
Yeah, but sure. then again, I know why they did the middle line. It's because small, medium, or large spaceship. Every single one of them can barrel just as far forward and backwards. It's only one base length they can move, because you're always measuring to the middle line, not the end.
All right. Yeah. I had one reserve.
Yeah.
One of my reserves.
Mm-hmm.
About the game,
okay.
was kind of confirmed while I was watching a game.
Okay.
It had what's it? Rexler Brath, the one that flips the damage.
Yeah.
And you know the, and it started a crit cartwheel. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And you know, and it had the. He could flip up the direct damage, and then you had to put another crit in.
Yeah, yeah.
It's I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, I agree with you there.
I think Rexler Brath is gonna be just stupid to play against.
Yeah, all that crits. It's so easy.
All those crits, and it's going to be so hard to kill a defender.
Yeah, and
that he's gonna decimate your ships before that happens.
And with the we don't know with about the rules, you know, with the rules about are you allowed to, if you have a lot of just normal damage, are you allowed to take that deck and shuffle it before allow. You know, Rexler to pick.
I hope so, because
otherwise you're just picking.
He has his eye on that grid he wants to flip up.
Yeah.
That you already flipped down or something.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, blinded pilot every time.
Yeah.
Each time,
yeah.
if he's higher pilot skin than you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you don't get a shoot for like.
Yeah.
Until he kills you.
No. Exactly.
So that's my only reserve, and and it's still the vote's not in yet, but
no.
We'll see.
And those crits, that damage stack, it's horrible. Those
it's
crits
nasty.
Are horrible.
They are.
So it's really only damage sensor array that's better than it was.
Yeah, because you can
you can focus.
Just repair it.
Yeah, you can also focus.
All right.
You can only do a focus action or an action on the damage cards.
All right.
So
yeah, because focus is really pilot trait.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Pilot is focusing, but yeah. The ship is fucked.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Anyways.
So, we want to wrap this up?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's good. It's an hour long, and we're still just starting to wrap our heads around this game.
Yeah.
And we will have more content as it goes along, you know?
Yeah.
Oh.
We're still waiting for our 1.0 Last Store Championship.
Yep.
Here in Iceland.
Yeah. Still haven't. That will probably just be 2.0. Which is fine. I doubt.
I would really wish a one more chance to put my ray on the table.
Yeah, I know. I would. You know what? I would have flown. I would have flown Vader, quick draw, Pursa back.
Sure.
Just the final tournament, but yeah. That's over now, and
it's over.
I'm really okay with that, and I am really okay about flying this new game as a store championship.
Yeah, sure. Even though the prizes are 1.0.
No, they aren't. Only the first and second prizes 1.0. Every other card we get are double-sided.
Ah, cool.
Yeah. only the first place card and the second place card, the sealed pilots, they are only 1.0. The plastic ones. It's so bad.
All right. So bad. Somebody didn't, you know, drink their coffee when they were putting that into the printers.
No.
Jesus.
Yeah, well. Anyways, okay.
Yeah.
I think we're going to wrap this show. And please, if you want to support us, go to patreon.com and.
We're there somewhere.
Yeah, we're there somewhere. Just search Thule Squadron Radio. Yeah. We have a few tiers there. You can read all about it. There is a perk there. If you are a patron, you can ask us whatever you like, and we will answer it.
And we won't make fun of you a lot.
Okay. Anyways.
Yeah, and it's a good way to get, you know, if you like any of the swag.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to beg us for it.
No.
Just give us money.
just give us your filthy internet dollars. I mean, it's online, so it's not nothing.
Yeah, it's not real dollars.
No, it's just some...
internet money.
It's internet money. It's PayPal.
Yeah, you know what I like.
No.
Give it to me.
Okay, whatever.
Okay, that's
we're gonna wrap it.
Let's
wrap this thing.
Yeah.
So, are you gonna start or me?
You.
I'm gonna start wrapping.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
I don't know. I'm kind of in the mood for some Fugees.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
but I'm not gonna.
Well, so, but we have Max Rebo Band.
Yeah?
They're going to close the show for us.
All right. That'll have to do for now.
Yeah. Anyways, people, goodbye and have fun.
Have fun, everybody.
And try lots of stuff.
Yes.
Yes.
And, dumbass.
What?
Shout out. To who won? Palme?
Palme, yeah. He won our first 2.0 tournament.
Couldn't make it, but he probably did an awesome job.
Yeah, I couldn't make it either. It was this weekend. It might have been actually the first 2.0 tournament in the world.
That's probably not correct.
No. They probably had... a few small tournaments, like, you know, three rounds
parties.
on Thursday, but
sure.
that was a 2-day tournament.
Yeah, big one.
Yeah.
The biggest 2.0 tournament as of yet.
Yeah. Or at least the longest.
Sure.
Probably not the biggest.
No.
But yeah, Congratulations to Palme. We are going to interview him probably, hopefully.
Sometime.
He's a really, really great guy, and this was actually a comeback for him.
Yeah, he had been on hiatus for like, what?
2 years or something?
Months or 2 years?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Well, in any case, I've only been missing him for like 8 months.
Okay, whatever.
No.
Okay.
Welcome back, buddy, and good job.
Yep. And let's wrap this up.
Yes,
we will wrap this up.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it now.
Do it. Okay. Goodbye, people.
Goodbye, everybody.
Yeah, goodbye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. What? No, no, AFL.